This week on Country Fried Rock, we decided to take the show on the road for a few weeks, testing out some new technology for mobile recording. Yeah, it sounded like a great idea, but unfortunately, it doesn't sound that great. So don't miss a minute of the Country Fried Rock road trips on countryfriedrock.org.
This week on Country Fried Rock, I talk with Rob Keller of Six String Drag. After their successful album, Hi-Hat, in the 1990s, the band seemed poised to move beyond their regional success when they seemingly fell off the face of the earth. What happened to that great combination of Kenny Roby and Rob Keller and friends as Six String Drag? This is another one of our field recordings, so the audio quality is not quite up to our standards, but it's a great conversation about roots rock and roll, the first record in 15 years from Six String Drag. It's Rob Keller of Six String Drag this week on Country Fried Rock.
My guest today on Country Fried Rock is Rob Keller, bass player, musician, songwriter, producer, and currently back with Six String Drag again. Hey.
Hey.
So, just to set some context for listeners, we met through mutual friends a few years ago, and then I realized at the same time, I was like, oh, that's the same Rob Keller from Six String Drag. Wait a minute, what are you doing playing bluegrass? What have you been doing musically for the last few years?
Well, the last few years, as you might know, I've started a bluegrass band called the Welfare Liner 3 years ago. Just playing, I really put it together really just because I was bored and didn't have a lot of playing going on in the area. And I played bluegrass in the past, and I had some friends that also played, and so we decided to put the band together. And then as it progressed, I started writing songs for the band. So we put out one record so far, and we've got one in the can, actually. Actually have another record supposed to come out next year. So that's what I've been doing really up until about a year ago. Been hooked back up with Kenny again, the Six String Drag, which has been a real blast. Got the one record about to come out, and we're really excited about it.
There's lots of more that goes on with all that. Kenny Roby is, of course, the Kenny that you're talking about. And we actually featured Kenny on his last solo record, Memories and Birds, which was a beautiful record as well.
Yeah, so he recorded that at the same time we recorded the Welfare Liners, and we were swapping songs back and forth and playing each other's songs, you know, because we were much friends all through all this. So, yeah. My wife's like brothers. We're like brothers.
Speaking of which, and I'm sure I know I'm not the first, but I won't be the last to say it, your voices together when you sing, you do sound like brothers.
That's true. We love the brother harmony. Something really has clicked with Kenny and I as far as we seem to have our own little sound with it, and people seem to enjoy it. We enjoy it.
At what point did it become, hey, let's see what Six String Drag might look like?
Well, it kind of started probably over a year ago. We talked about maybe Kenny and I just doing a record together as a Kenny solo record, and then me playing on it. And then it progressed into, well, let's get Scott Miller. And then it progressed into, well, let's fly Duffy in for this little project. you know, and so then it kind of, and it still was going to be maybe a Kenny Roby solo because we didn't know what the band could get back together and actually play on the road. We decided to do some of that, actually just Kenny and I being Six String Drag as a duo, just the two of us with the acoustic guitar and stand-up bass, you know, or get some other guys and be able to go out and play as a Six String Drag, the band, the rock band.
I got to see y'all as both a duo and as a band then over this reinterpretation of what Six String Drag is.
Yeah, I think we kind of picked up where we left off because we still have that same sound. It's been 18 years since we recorded a record. And I like to think that even if we stay together all this time and we had recorded, made all these albums in between during all these years, that we still would have come out with a record that sounded like this at this time.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Oh, yeah. And if any of you all are experts on Adobe Audition, would love some help fixing up these last few field recordings, helping to get rid of that echo and improve the sound, because next week's show is pretty darn fabulous.
Hey, this is Rob Keller from Six String Drag on Country Fried Rock.
In the meantime, both of you have really, really developed as players and writers.
Yeah, I think that we are more better musicians. I mean, during all this time that we weren't together, we did get together a few times all through the years and do some little, not reunion things, but just play together. And then we've been in different bands and we've kept in touch with each other. And just through the years, we still play. We're lifers. We're playing music for life, whether we make money or not. Yeah, we're constantly playing, and so through all the years, you know, we have developed better musicians, I believe.
What's different for you all deciding to come back together and making this really be your choice to make it happen?
I think we just decided to do it because we like to play together and we like the music. I think that's just the number one thing. There's never been too big of a market for us, probably, anyway. We've always been very eclectic, and we started off, we'd play a honky-tonk country song here, then we play a rock song, and sometimes meld the, you know, homogenized kind of sound from that, but mostly we would influence by many different things, and we would play a song, you know, in that style of all those different things that we like rather than melding it all together.
What's it like for you to decide to put out a record from the logistics standpoint now?
It's not too hard. Actually, it's kind of easier in these days. You know, anybody can put out a record if they want to.
Right.
Take a little bit of money. You can record something on your phone and then record something and then release it digitally if you wanted to. And there was a chance that we might just do something digital, but, you know, now it's escalated into even getting vinyl out, which I'm very excited about. That's actually why the record was pushed back almost a month, is because we were waiting for some vinyl records to be pressed. So,
have you been able to bring in other people to be part of the team to help make this successful?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have our horn players. We have David Pops Wright, who is our piano player / trombonist, played with us back in the past in around 96 to 97. He was not on hi-hat, but he's on that Jack Session CD that we, yeah, he's all over that with the keys and the horns. And so he's playing with us now, and that's really exciting, too. I think having some horns on the road makes our sound bigger. Kenny's worked with Jason Merritt, who engineered and helped produce the record. He worked very hard on it. He worked on some of Kenny's stuff in the past, Memories and Birds. People with the label, and as you know, Joe Swank, helping us. And everybody's really excited about it, I think
I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey.
Hey, this is Rob Keller of Six String Drag. You can find out everything you need to know about us at www.sixstringdrag.com. That's with the number 6. Or S-I-X.
Where did y'all record?
We recorded at Fidelatorium, Mitch Easter's studio. He did not record it. He wasn't around, but Jason Merritt, he was the mastermind. I would say Kenny and Jason probably had most to do with that. We did a lot of helping with the arranging of the songs and, of course, made up our own parts and stuff like that. But as far as producing, yeah, it was very collective. It was collective, I'd say. We were there for 4 days and we recorded this.
Had you all already worked those songs up live prior to going in to record at Fidelatorium?
No, we did not. Kenny had just written them, and we just got together and all played them for the first time. I went through song by song and just did some arranging and put them down on tape, and I think there's some real magic there. We had a great time doing it, and I think having fun and having a blast doing it really helped, like, the energy of the whole thing. A little on the, you know, on the acoustic side, it has this neo-retro vibe, I guess you'd call it, because it has a lot of 50s rock influence as far
nice.
As the themes, really. Some of the songs venture out into other things, but we're excited.
What does touring or playing out look like for y'all?
Well, getting around day jobs, we are starting off with long weekends. Just trying to take it as it comes, and if things get offered to us that are big and farther away, then we can take time from those jobs and get out and, you know, and do what we need to do. But right now it's long weekends in the Southeast mainly. Some Midwest, I think, later on, and when the record comes out, we hit it a little harder.
What surprises you of people who are finding your music now, whether they're rediscovering it or whether they're new to it?
I guess both is surprising me a little bit because maybe I've just been out of it for the past 15 years. Stuck in that, playing in the bluegrass band. No. It's fun seeing people coming out of the cracks and going, whoa, I love these guys back then. They fell off the face of the earth and here they are again. And it's kind of neat to hear that, you know. It spikes some excitement in all of us to be able to go out and do this again.
What did happen? I felt like y'all were like at the top of your game, and then the next thing I knew,
we fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Well, basically family. Just 3 out of the 4 members came home and got their wives and girlfriends pregnant. So we had babies to tend to. We do everything for love, and love found us. You have to stay with love. So now that the kids have kind of grown up, now that we can get out and, you know, daddy can rock and roll, I guess.
You used a word earlier, something like the old Magic back together or something to that effect. And it was interesting because I guess the last time I saw y'all play as a full band was over the summer. And there really is just some magic with y'all.
Yeah, I think so, too. We feel it, and it's real exciting when we play together, and that's why we like to do it, and that's why we want to do it as much as we can.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcast, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
Hey, Six String Drag's new record, Roots Rock and Roll. You can get it digitally, but you can also go down to your local record store and buy it there, vinyl and CD.
I know y'all did some house concerts a bit. How was that vibe for y'all?
Good. We did that big Mike Woods house concert in St. Louis. And I like that. I think it's real intimate, and I like the whole deal where they sell the tickets, and it helps. Pay for the music and the band rather than all this overhead for a club. So it's something different. Very positive. I love it. I love the house concert.
That's cool.
It's the first time I've been introduced to it. I've heard about it all through the years. I almost really like it better than playing clubs. It makes it worthwhile for bands to travel far and know that they're going to pay. It's not as risky. It's a win-win situation all together, because I think the people who go have a better time being able to pay attention to the music rather than dealing with the noise of a bar or hanging out or stand or sit. It's much more comfortable. Also, you feel better because people are listening to you. So then I think the music goes across better because the band feels like they're being listened to and paid attention to. And that's always a good feeling. I think that helps the energy for the band to play better.
I don't think you live in the same place.
No, we don't live in the same place. And that is a tough thing. The rest of the band is up in Raleigh, North Carolina, practicing. Well, I'm down here, you know, practicing on my headphones. Not at the same time to record it. And so they're, you know, not having that bass mainly, I think, up there while they're practicing. It's kind of strange, I'm sure. But we're able to get together and go through it sometimes before shows or just do whatever we need to do. And I've had to make a trip up there just to rehearse. And you know, we're up for traveling. We're old, so we can sit in the car for a while.
What kind of things do you all have lined up for the next few months?
Where shows are starting to pour in almost every weekend, the long weekend, and then starting April 1st, we'll have kind of a very long weekend, mainly a half of, really almost a whole week, doing some shows. April 1st, though, I know we're playing Knoxville, Tennessee.
Do you all have any kind of buddy bands you like to play with?
You know, well, V-Roy's were the band in the past.
Yeah.
The Drive-By Truckers, you know, we're playing with the Drive-By Truckers. And so that's going to be a good thing. So far, they might be the band that's our buddy band.
Speaking of the V-Roys, for people who've listened for a long time, you will remember that name. I've talked about and played some of their songs, but we've also had Scott Miller. And you mentioned that Welfare Landers have another record in the can. Is that going to see the light of day, maybe?
Probably going to come out sometime in the fall.
We didn't want to
come out too close to this record, that's for sure, so that we can do some playing. You know, the Welfare Landers don't get out of Athens much. We're pretty much all still family guys here, too. So we don't really get out of Athens much, but we are playing a show March 14th at Hendershot's in Athens with the Lanes. It's Kevin and Matt Lane's band, and they're good friends. We've actually played together in the past with Possibilities.
Hey, tell me about the album art for Roots Rock and Roll.
The album art was done by our old friend Skillet Gilmore.
He's my official artist as well.
All right. He's quite the graphics extraordinaire these days. He also did the Welfare Liners High on the Hilltop CD for us. We like the graphic image of Six String Drag, I think. We like to stick with that. We had Ray Duffy, our drummer in the past, who did all that stuff for us.
Cool. Rob Keller of Six String Drag, thank you so much for getting us excited for the first record from the band in 18 years. Cannot wait.
Cool. Thanks for gabbing at me some. I hope to see y'all out there.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried R-O-K. You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us some Country Fried Rock. Hey, y'all, it's Sloane Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years, I started thinking about it, and I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.